Pastor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. It's the first hour of three that we have for you, one way or the other. If your radio station carries all 3 hours, great. If not, we stream them all on dirtdoctor.com. You can listen there and let your friends and family know if they live in cities across the country that don't take the show. We are on coast to coast and border to border, but not in every single city out there, obviously. This first hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster natural dog food and cat food. I don't have the SPCA dog for some reason. I don't know what happened. Maybe they adopted them all out and there's none for us to help. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? We'll probably find out here in a little bit and I'll let you know. You can go to the website and see the ones that may still be available here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And wherever you are in the country, be sure and support your local rescue organizations. Telephone number to be with me, and we've got open lines wide open. Easy time for you to get in here first of the show at 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. That's the only number you need from anywhere in the country. I promised the people on Facebook, I would start with what's going on there. We got some shots up of the work that was done on two trees at our place. One, the large ginkgo that was planted when Logan was born 27 years ago, that has become a big tree now. And the other is a great big old crooked live oak. And we have done in the past root flare or trunk flare exposure on both those trees. I had a company that was, I don't know how long ago it was. It was probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even a little longer than that, come over. It was their first step into doing the organic tree care and the first step at doing the tree, the flare exposure, plus the fact I was new at it, too. I had been introduced to it by Sandy Rose, who's an arborist friend of mine in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and by Lamberts and Moore Tree Care, who had gotten into it to some degree. And at that point, I had kind of the same misconception that a lot of you still do, and I know that because I run into it all the time when people ask me what's wrong with their fruit tree or their shade tree or their ornamental tree, a tree in a pot, whatever the case may be. And I say, well, we need to make sure, number one, that the flare, the trunk flare, is well exposed. And that's the first step of the sick tree treatment, which is what I recommend for any minor to major problems with trees. Most people, and I think I was in that same camp early on, thought that if the trunk's flaring out just a wee bit at the base, not going perfectly straight in the ground or coming out of the ground perfectly straight, then that was properly exposed flare. Well, that's not the case at all. And so I had more tree come over, and it was intentional to do an extremely dramatic example of exposing the flare on these two trees. And again, they had already been exposed once. You can kind of tell by the photograph, one of the photographs on Facebook, where Victor is starting to use the air spade and starting to expose it. You can see that there was already a little bit of flare showing, but you'll notice on the pictures, and you go to Facebook, go to Howard Garrett or the Dirt Doctor, either one, to get to these photographs. And you can see that we really made it dramatic. And I think that's the way that everybody needs to think about it and do it, unless there's some physical reason why you can't. Now, there can be something associated with doing it that dramatic that you have to take care of. And you can see in the pictures that I've got a little bit more work to do because I exposed a bunch of utility lines. I exposed the electrical conduits for my night lighting. That unique lighting has been doing for me for some time. But, you know, before we did the dramatic exposure, that was all underground. And it shows you how much soil we took off the base of these trees. The ginkgo, same thing. There's a conduit back there. In fact, on the live oak, there's sprinkler lines exposed as well as the electrical. And so now those will both have to be lowered. Now, one of the tips for you, besides seeing these dramatic flare exposure photographs, and you'll see that, you know, you can easily stand on these flares now. It looks like we've exposed big portions of the root system, and there's not an actual definite line where it changes from bark tissue to trunk tissue. It's kind of a phased area, but whenever you expose the beginning part of the major buttress roots like that, those things will become trunk. They'll develop bark. The reverse won't happen. When you put soil on the trunk of a tree, you bury a tree too deeply in the ground when it's planted, or for whatever reason, soil or mulch gets up on the trunk of a tree, the flare or the trunk, and the flare is part of the trunk. That tissue will not change from bark over to root tissue. Never will. It'll just be damaged. First thing that happens is it doesn't breathe properly. The tree slows down its growth. It's lethargic. It's not going to have as good a color. It's not going to produce as well if it's a fruit tree or a flowering tree as well as it should. May stay alive for many years, but just not do very well. The minute you do that that flare exposure and get the base of the plant like it wants to be, you'll see dramatic increases in growth and production of flowers and fruit and everything like that the very first growing season. So that's why this time of the year is a really good time to do it. You catch this first part of the growing season, you'd be pretty amazed at what difference it will make. But the main thing is I just wanted to show you with photographs in a dramatic way how you ought to expose the base of a plant, because most people, when they hear me talking about exposing the flare, they think that just a little gentle flaring out right at the ground is what we're talking about, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a dramatic really, I think it's good looking too. I think that some people would think if it goes out too far into the turf, it's a problem and all that. And I guess it can be. If you don't like it visually, that's a personal opinion. And if it's in the way of something, that you have to work around that issue. But as far as what the tree likes, those photographs show what the tree really likes to have as far as flares. Again, just go to Facebook, and it's The Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrett, the fan page there, and like for you to join us there anyway and keep up with what's going on. What I'm doing, and I wasn't too consistent about it this past week because I'm finishing a new book that I'll tell you a little bit about, but I missed a couple of days of doing the daily tip, and we've done more than one the last day or day and a half, and we'll try to do quite a few for you. One of the other things that I added on there that you might find interesting is that you can become your own weatherman to a degree, and you do that by watching the clouds. And somebody taught me this some years ago when I was playing golf. They said, you see those real lacy kind of wispy-looking clouds that are coming by? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, it's probably going to rain in a day or 2 days. And in that case, it did. And I started watching that cloud formation whenever I saw it and then looking to see if we got some rain. And almost every time that I've noticed it, you get a rain pretty quickly after seeing that kind of a cloud formation of the and I put a shot on there of what I'm talking about. A couple of people commented that they thought it was contrails and things like that from airplanes. Not the case. Just in this case, it could have been, but it wasn't. Just real wispy clouds. And in this case, sure enough, it rained in 2 days or so after I shot that photograph or photographs. I shot several. I'll put some other pictures that are similar to that up. And if anybody has any follow-up on that, any other questions, comments, disagreements, whatever, all of that's open for discussion. Telephone number again is 866-444-3478. There's one other thing I wanted to tell you. I'll start with that, and then we'll get right to the phone. We've got some people holding already, but if you want to jump on during this break, that'd be great, and I'll get to you straight away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter, which is free, and we cover a lot of these things that way also. Just send us your email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you get it free on a weekly basis. I'll be back right after this, so don't go away.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally.
Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. It's probably going to continue to be easy to get in this first hour because a lot of people are still asleep. The time changed last night, so a lot of people may think I don't start the show for another hour or so. So we'll go to the phones real quickly. But first, my tea this morning is pretty good. I recommend this mixture, and it's simple. Green tea and ginger and honey. And it's really, really nice, and it'll be a good one for you too. And I do have the SPCA dog of the week now, and she is on, well, let's see, is it a she or a he? Oh, it's a guy, and he is really good-looking, too. Diego, Spunky Terrier, really pretty long, long neck, real pretty golden color. Diego is 2 years old, 21 pounds. He looks like a real great find for somebody, so check him out. Great picture for you. Syllaba, I'm not sure that's exactly right. Syllaba, I don't remember that pronunciation, but I guess I just missed it. Anyway, was adopted, so good. And Bella's not who I thought. I was thinking Bella was one of those little white dogs. I hope those two little white dogs got adopted. Bella's a 43-pound Labrador mix. In fact, she's looks like kind of half the size of our Carmen. Looks like a good one, too. So check out Bella. She's still available at the SPCA. And Diego from the most recent recommendation. He looks like a great, great dog. Longest neck on a dog. Looks very stately. Big ears. Pretty. Anyway, check that out on the website. Let's go to the phones. That number is 866-444-3478. And I'll catch up on a couple other little things as we go here. Greg is first up in Dallas. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Howard. Yeah,
doing well. What's going on?
I'm good. I just got off work, so I didn't have to worry about not waking up in time. I was worried my relief pharmacist wasn't going to get up in time to relieve me, so I'm on my way home. I always listen to you on the way home.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I live in Plano, Texas, and we've been in our house about 12 years, mm-hmm. and we've got a spot in the front yard that's pretty big. It's probably about 10 feet by 20 feet. Everything, all the grass everywhere is growing fine. We got Augustine. Everything's fine, except for that one spot. We had grubs really bad about 2 years ago, and we got those sprayed and killed. My yard guy scratching his head. We can't get anything to grow in that spot. We've had new soil put down. We've had it sodded three times. And he's thinking that maybe they may have buried paint cans there when they built the house, but the house is about 40 years old. So I don't. Is there a way to get that soil tested to see if it's toxic, or what do I need to do?
Yes, you can get it tested for that. It's kind of an expensive test, though, Greg. If you don't know what, if you don't tell them what you're looking for, if they just have to look for whatever they can find, that's a pretty expensive test. If you tell them you want them to look for sulfur, or you want them to look for paint residue, I guess that'd be specific enough. Or some, you see what I mean? The testing is not too bad. Is this full sun or shade?
Well, it's shade, but we have the tree. It's a big live oak tree in the front yard, and we have it trimmed every year. And I don't have any more shade than anybody else does, and their grass is doing fine.
Okay.
And it's getting pretty expensive. I mean, we've had dirt hauled in and put down. We've had the place sodded a couple times. And my wife's getting ready to pull her hair out, and I said, well, I'll call Howard because I listen to him on the way home every day and see what he's got to say. So.
Well, the book I've been writing and finishing up, about to send in, is, and it's actually going into production. It's been approved, and it's going to finally happen, is a book on turf management. And one of the most common questions that I get, and other people in this business get too, is how to grow grass in the shade of a tree. And it sometimes will trick you how shady it is, even though you're trimming limbs and doing things like that. If the tree doesn't get some pretty strong direct sunlight, you know, for at least a period of time, and you combine that with the root competition, the competition between the grass roots and the tree roots, that can be your culprit. In fact, there's a pretty good chance that it is. You might send a sample from that area and from where things are growing well to Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh and just get a regular soil test. And what might come out of that is you might see that you've got real high something, you know, just regular nutrients are lacking in that area versus the other area. So it may give you a clue about what's going on. And the other thing I would recommend that you do is get some zeolite. And zeolite's one of those products that I recommend a lot, but you won't find it in every garden center or nursery out there, so you may have to call around a little bit. One of the more common ways to find it is in the farm stores and feed stores that sell stable bedding stuff. There's a horse product that is used to put in horse stalls to absorb the urine and the odor and everything there, and it's nothing but 100% zeolite. So that's something that you could ask for if they don't have a horticultural zeolite product.
Okay.
And if you
I've heard you talk about that before, so yeah.
Anything that's kind of, you know, severely out of balance, the zeolite will help buffer that. And you can do that before or after you send in the samples. I would tend to go ahead and do the samples, send those in to Texas Plant Soil Lab, and then go ahead and do the zeolite and then see what they say before you do anything else.
All right, Howard. I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Good luck. Keep me posted on it, too, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the number is 866-444-3478. Our website, we've got some interesting things going on there about trees and tree flares. If you want to see what tree flare exposure really looks like, you can go there and check it out. I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The leader of the main opposition party in Venezuela expected to be the center of attention in his country today when he announces whether or not he'll run in the special presidential election next month. It's a major political decision for Enrique Capriles, who lost to the late Hugo Chavez last time around. One sailor has died. Five others have been rescued after stormy seas off Southern California claimed a sailboat during a race. That boat, the Uncontrollable Urge, first sent a mayday call, but then the crew waved off help from the Coast Guard and other boaters, thinking they'd be all right. Afghan President Hamid Karzai lashing out at the U.S. and the Taliban, suggesting the two are somehow working together to keep coalition troops in the country past the deadline in 2014. And we're back on daylight saving time. Most of the country should have set your clocks ahead 1 hour. This is SRN News.
When I was at graduate school, I learned a lot of very foolish and sometimes foolishly dangerous things. You know why there was so little wisdom at Columbia? Because there was no God in Columbia. That explained everything.
People don't realize we have a secular brainwash in our society.
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the acclaimed film starring Dennis Prager, is now available on DVD.
People who say, I can't believe in God after the Holocaust. Do you believe in humanity after the Holocaust?
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the true story of a liberal agnostic who becomes a conservative Christian after hearing Dennis Prager on the radio.
I want to take argument by argument.
Watch the trailer, buy the DVD, go to PragerMovie.com. Help transform a life. Go to PragerMovie.com.
This is the most important question in life. Is there a God?
Go to PragerMovie.com.
So what am I going to believe in? The UN?
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The New York Knicks learned earlier Saturday that Amari Stoudemire will have right knee surgery that will sideline him approximately 6 weeks. Despite that, they went out and dunked Utah, 113-84. Knicks guard Steve Novak with 20 points was asked about losing Stoudemire.
To get news like that again, it's frustrating because we see how hard he's worked and how much it's meant to him to be back. And it just kind of hits all of us in the gut to see that he's not able to be out there.
New York second in the Eastern Conference, 8 games behind Miami. Brooklyn fourth in the East, down Atlanta 93-80. That center, Brook Lopez, with 18 points, says they maintained a steady intensity in the game.
We just never really had a letdown, you know. It was I think we did a good job of that. And, you know, if we could emulate what we did tonight the rest of the season, I think we'll definitely be doing well.
Memphis won their fourth straight, 96-85 over New Orleans. Denver posted their eighth straight win, 111-88 over Minnesota. Elsewhere, it was Washington 104, Charlotte 87, Phoenix 107, Houston 105, and Milwaukee 103, Golden State 93. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, Boston blanked Philadelphia 3-0. Bruins forward Chris Kelly says his club gained momentum as the game wore on.
I think we only had one shot in the first 10 minutes, but I didn't think that, you know, we were playing poorly. Just, you know, the shots aren't always there, but we seem to get rolling after that.
Pittsburgh won a shootout over Toronto 5-4. The Penguins stay within 2 points of Eastern Conference leader Montreal, who beat Tampa Bay 4-3. The Islanders were a 5-2 win over Washington. It was Columbus 3, Detroit nothing. St. Louis in overtime over San Jose 4-3. Carolina 6, New Jersey 3, Phoenix 2, Dallas 1. Minnesota in a shootout over Nashville 2-1, Los Angeles 6, Calgary 2. Tiger Woods will bring a 4-stroke lead over Graham McDowell into the final round of the Cadillac Championship.
I'm excited about the way I'm playing. I'm hitting the ball well, making some putts.
Woods capped a round of 5-under 67 Saturday with a birdie on the 18th hole. Steve Stricker and Phil Mickelson are 5 strokes back after matching 69s. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you and back to the phones. Let's go talk to Jody in Fort Worth. Hey, Jody. Jody, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. We moved in the house this year in the summer, and it's got several pecan trees.
Okay.
And tons of poison ivy, huge poison ivy vines going up. And so I've been clearing that out. And I've taken the opportunity to, while doing that, to expose the root flare. Mm-hmm. And I was a little nervous because down at the base of one of the trees, you know how the bark of the pecan trees just kind of slough off, you know, as they grow?
Right, yeah, fairly common.
There's a lot of exposure, you know, and a lot of missing bark down where I've exposed the flare. And I was just a little nervous about that, if that's going to be entry point of any disease or anything.
Well, no, what you're doing is going to be beneficial because if soil was over it and there's anything exposed down there, that may be why it is. You know, it was staying moist and a little bit of rot, a little bit of disease was setting up. So you exposing it is the very best thing that you can do. Now, some of the arborists, in fact, more tree is kind of on this in this camp a little bit. They like to use when they expose, make a bunch of pretty big cuts, they like to cover the cuts and places like might be on the base of that tree that had started to decay a little bit from being covered. They like to cover it with a wound dressing that's called lac balsam. It's a French import's what it is, but it's by far the best of the wound dressings that's on the market. A tree care company can get it. I don't use it. the work that we just did, you might notice it looks pretty clean down in there. There were some roots, you know, crossing and things, and we cut some pretty big, made some pretty big cuts in there, and I did not use it on my own trees. So I'm not a huge fan of it. If you do it, it's fine, but I think you'll see that just exposing those places to air, you'll see the tree do better this very first growing season.
Okay, good. I was thinking of doing about a foot and a half of mulch, you know, a foot and a half away, you know, just a circular around the tree. Do you recommend that, or do you just say just let the grass grow up to the tree?
Well, how big is the tree?
It's mature. It's probably, you know, it's a few feet in diameter.
Okay. And I don't think you need the mulch.
Okay.
And people tend to, on a mature tree like that, they tend to do too much. Plus,
okay,
it could fall down in the hole. You're going to end up with a hole there if you expose the flare properly. Like, have you seen the photographs that I have on Facebook yet?
No, I haven't.
If you take a look at them, you're going to be a little surprised at how dramatically I exposed my two trees.
Okay.
And it's what I recommend. And if you do that, a lot of people will tend to scratch their head and think, you know, should I leave this open like that? Can I put some mulch down in there? And we learned early on when we started doing this flare exposure that anything you put down in the hole, whether it's pebbles or river rock or mulch or whatever, it eventually fills, soil builds back into it, and you end up with the same problem on down the road. In fact, that's what happened a little bit with my two trees. So what we recommend is to leave it completely open, and then outside of that big dish that's down in the ground exposing that flare, the mulch won't do you any good. It'd be a waste of money, and it'd look kind of funny anyway.
Okay.
So just let the grass grow right up to the where the depression starts going down and the flare is exposed.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. And that's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. And again, this, and we'll probably be referring to it off and on throughout the show today, because it shows so dramatically what I recommend as far as trunk flare exposure. And it's on Facebook. And by the way, I just noticed something interesting. Somebody else's Facebook was here on the computer from one of the other hosts here, and I typed in Howard Garrett Facebook, and what came up was Garrett Howard Facebook, a young fellow by the name of Garrett Howard. So to get to mine, do Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and then you'll get the option of getting up what we're talking about, the one with my smiling face and the blue bonnets behind me there. That's what you're looking for. Open line 866-444-3478. Patty in Garland is next up. Hey, Patty.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine. My question is about manure. I'm particularly concerned about the cow manure because, to the best of my knowledge, it's all coming from feedlots, and wouldn't it be saturated with antibiotics and hormones and stuff?
Bingo.
So,
but Patty, here's the bad news, and we got into this when we were talking about the biosolids products and all that, and they made me realize something that I already realized myself, that the biggest risk with biosolids, sewer sludge based products, turkey manure, chicken manure, cattle manure based products, the biggest risk is not heavy metals. It's not diseases at all, E. coli and salmonella and things like that. They control all that stuff easily and do a very good job of it. For the most part, I'm sure there's some examples that where it might be a problem. But for the most part, those things are able to be controlled pretty well. What's not able to be controlled are the pharmaceuticals. You're exactly right. And, you know, they're an issue in human waste stream, because so many Americans, you know, are taking drugs daily, and it is just as big a problem with the manures from the other places. But here's the problem. Here's the rub. If you eliminate all the products like that that could possibly have pharmaceuticals in them, that could possibly have GMO, you know, genetically modified
right.
parts. You have nothing left. there are no 100% organic products as far as what the ingredients are that came in to make the product. There might be some little small boutique kind of things. You know, if somebody made a product, and if you did it yourself with coffee or something, I guess you could. But the pharmaceutical thing is something that's, you know, 700-pound gorilla sitting over in the corner of the room when we're talking about organic fertilizers and amendments and things like that. Now, you can avoid that by avoiding manure products, but it's impossible to avoid completely the GMO thing. Now, there's some good news about GMO in the news today. In fact, I was going to bring that up. You may have seen that Whole Foods has made a pretty big decision. I don't know why they're taking as long to do it as they are, but by 2018, they will have, I guess it just takes this long to get everything labeled properly and everything, but they're going to have the food that is GMO in the Whole Foods stores labeled as such. That's the first grocery store to do it.
And it's about time.
It's a big deal. It's a really big deal, yeah. And apparently Minnesota has got a proposition coming up to vote on it. I think it was Minnesota. I had a note. Yeah, Minnesota's got apparently the next one to be voted on. And there's quite a momentum that has started now across the country. So I think you're going to see it be talked about in situations across the United States. We are active. You probably already know this. We're actively working with fertilizer manufacturers all the time to try to come up with, you know, better mousetrap, better products. And we've got one situation going on right now where somebody that's been in the synthetic fertilizer business in a really, really big way, working primarily with golf courses and, you know, commercial kind of things, has gotten interested in organics and is doing some bridge products and is interested in doing some pure organic things. So hopefully within the not too distant future, we'll be able to, you know, give you some even better recommendations than we can now.
So what you're saying is for your garden crops and all, you still use the manures even though there's the issue with the antibiotics and hormones?
You don't have a choice.
Okay.
There's just not a way to go right now. If you used nothing but your own compost and earthworm castings and things where you knew what the ingredients coming in were, what the food stocks were, and probably the commercial earthworm castings products would be about as clean as anything, but you're looking at something there that is going to take a little longer, you know, to kick in. That big negative that a lot of people throw around about organics, if you go that way, it does become an issue you have to deal with. You know, I use dry molasses a lot, and we had a really interesting negative comment come in from it ended up being a guy that's been a critic about molasses forever because he sells other kind of products. But, you know, I have to admit, on the dry molasses, the soy that's in there, which is a beneficial part of the dry molasses, it's got a real strong possibility of being GMO.
Okay.
So there's nothing right now that's just purely clean. The Garrett juice, using it as a fertilizer, probably comes about as close as anything because the commercial versions, and if you make your own at home, your own compost tea, and then apple cider vinegar and molasses, which, you know, has a little bit of a possibility. Seaweed, pretty clean. And the fish that's a hydrolyzed fish, those raw ingredients are about as clean as you can find. So that's also another reason why I've tended to drift over to using the Garrett juice mixture more than just a foliar feed, but as a major part of my fertilization.
Okay.
And we're recommending it on commercial projects and everything too, and getting real good results. We usually use one dry fertilizer a year, and then the rest of the time it's the foliar spray and drenching with the Garrett juice mixture.
Sounds good.
Wish I had better news on that, but that's just it's the way it is. So the stores always get a little nervous when I have that conversation, but it's just the truth.
Well, you do what you can do.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. It's really, you know, not a huge end of the world kind of a problem. It's just something that we'd really rather have a little bit cleaner situation. Here's CC in Waco. Hello, CC.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. I have tried to do organic. I've done organic since we have moved into this house with a yard that was put in, and that was 8 years ago, 9 years ago now. So I have done organic since then, but we have got a weed problem in our backyard that is second to none, and I can't get it under control.
Well, can you hold with me so we're not rushed?
Yes. I just want to tell you, my front yard looks great.
Okay, hang on. We'll talk about it when I come back. It's a topic that's on a lot of people's minds at this time of the year. Late winter, early spring is when a lot of the weeds show up. We'll talk about it after this.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. It's 866-444-3478. We were talking weeds with Cece. You still there, Cece?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Tell me about the weeds that you have back there. They are green right now, and your lawn is probably still dormant?
Yes, exactly. And with lots of weeds.
You said something just as we broke there that the front yard looks good. Were you talking about the lawn?
The lawn, yes.
You don't have a weed problem in the front, but you do in the back.
Exactly.
Well, what have you done differently?
Well, we haven't. That's the interesting thing.
Okay. All right. Is there shade difference? Is there a sun shade difference in the two?
There's more shade in the front.
Okay, than in the back.
The house faces pretty much east.
Okay.
And then in the back is west, and it's hotter than fire.
St. Augustine in both places?
Yes.
Okay, is the grass that's weedy right now, does it look like a great big wide-leafed rye grass? Is that the kind of the look that it has? Or you have broadleaf weeds?
It's broadleaf weeds primarily.
Okay.
That wide leaf also, I'm looking out there in the back now, and I see that.
That looks like a grass?
Yes.
Well, that real dark green grass that's very common around right now throughout the South is called rescue grass, and it's very opportunistic. It gets going, and it's just very fast, and it looks bad because it outgrows everything else. You know, it gets a lot bigger, and it'll develop clumps. You can spot spray it, if you haven't tried yet, with the vinegar formula. You can use the commercial product called Avenger, which is a delamining product. Mowing a little bit more often and stressing it and maybe beefing up the fertility, the fertilizer that's used in that area. All those things help. We have some in our experimental gardens right now that's that same weed that grew in around the edges of some new sod that was put in. So it's a very common, very opportunistic weed, but it is able to be killed with the spot spraying. Next year, you might want to consider either in addition to the other organic fertilizers or instead of the corn gluten meal, you know, when we're going into fall season.
Mm-hmm. I did the corn gluten in the fall, and then we did it again mid-February.
Well, sometimes, you know, you've probably been listening to me enough to know that I'm not recommending it as strongly as some people do, because it is a little bit inconsistent. For it to really work well, you have to use it several times. And if you do that, you've put out too much fertilizer. It's a very powerful organic fertilizer. And if you put it out a whole bunch of times trying to get pre-emergent weed control from it, I worry that you've put out too much fertilizer. So what you've got there, especially if the front's looking really good and the back's not, you got the full sun there is giving that rescue grass and the broadleafs a little bit more of a chance. You can mow those things if it's henbit and those kind of broadleafs. Mowing them off works real well because they're taller than the turf, and then doing that spot spraying, and then as soon as the warm season grass, the St. Augustine in your case, starts to grow, you'll they'll blend together and there won't be a problem.
Okay, what about the dandelions?
Well, dandelions are a little bit different. They germinate over a longer period of time. They're even harder to get with the pre-emergent stuff. Popping them out with one of those little dandelion tools is really the easiest thing in the world. You can spot spray them and kill them, or you can pop them out. And remember that every part of a dandelion plant is a herb. You can use it for teas and various kinds of things. When it's young, the foliage is even good in salads and so forth. But, yeah, if you want to kill it, you can kill it with the spot spraying.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you
later.
Yeah, I noticed a place near the radio station where I was leaving last week, and I know they've used every chemical in the world, you know, pre-emergence and everything else, and there's dandelions just all over the place. So the weather has a lot to do with it, and the pre-emergence, because dandelions have this, they trick you. They germinate and get started over a long period of time. They'll sometimes germinate during a little bit of a cooling off period in the end of the summer and get going. So when you put out a pre-emergent in the fall, you may have missed, whether you used a synthetic or corn gluten meal, you may have missed it, and that's why they come on and it doesn't look like the product did you any good. Because it didn't, you missed the germination period. At that point, all you can do is pop them out or spot spray them, and of course we recommend the organic sprays. Somebody called and couldn't hold, want to know what to soak potatoes in before planting. Irish potatoes, I assume. You don't have to do anything, but it would help if you soaked them in water and hydrated them really well. If you put a little compost tea in, it would work even better. If you put the entire Garrett juice mixture, seaweed, vinegar, molasses, and fish and all that stuff, it would work even better than that. Throwing a little soft rock phosphate down in the bottom of the holes or the ditch before you plant the potatoes helps a whole lot, and earthworm castings will also do that as well. Kenneth in Arlington, can I help you real quick before we end this first hour?
I've got several questions there, sir.
You want to hang on for when I come back?
Yes, sir, if I can, please.
You can do that, and I'll be back. In the meantime, go to our Facebook page, Howard Garrett, The Dirt Doctor, and you can see the two major trees in my backyard. They actually are bigger than they look in those photographs for some reason. It's kind of interesting. But we did dramatic trunk flare exposure, and I wanted you to see what that really looks like, and you may be surprised about how aggressive it is. And it's what I recommend. So check that out. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And if you want to call me on the show the next hour, it's 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.